Right now on VFN TV, Justin Bieber is getting married, and guess what? He wants it to be a godly marriage. He wants it to be able to be an example to his brothers and sisters that God can bless your marriage. It's a very exciting thing to see how his faith is actually being shown around the world. Also, we're going to hear from the richest man in the world, the founder of Amazon, Amazon.com, you shop online. Guess what? He's going to share some success secrets to be able to help you become successful right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining us is John Paul Ramos.
Hello, hello.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing wonderful, Gregory.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. What's my middle name?
Zerl.
No, it's not. Hey, Dad. I love that. That's a good name. Hey, right now, we've got something coming today. It's so exciting because, you know, we always talk about VFN KB, VFN Kingdom Business, where we're impacting all the seven mountains of culture. God has called us to be able, as Christians, to go into all the world and tell people the good news that God loves them. God's got a plan for their life. God can bring them to a place of being totally restored. But also think about this. That to make disciples of nations.
Yeah.
And the way to do that, you impact the seven spheres of culture. Every nation has a certain culture about it. You know, media, education, government, entertainment, arts and entertainment. Well, we're looking at today very specifically about the arts and entertainment mountain and the faith mountain coming together. Why? Justin Bieber, he's a singer, he's a player, he's got a start, I believe, on YouTube, playing on YouTube, and he got picked up, and anyway, so but he couldn't get away from his original call in the early part of his life because he'd given his life, understand, to the Lord. And as he went along, nothing satisfied him. He just wanted to give his heart to the Lord. And he openly shares his faith,
yes,
you know, in Jesus Christ. But he's about to get married. And he's, tell us about the details.
Yes,
there.
He's getting married to Haley Baldwin, who is the daughter of Stephen Baldwin. You may be familiar with some of his acting movies because he does a lot of faith-based movies these days. But Justin released this on his Instagram, a picture of him and his future bride. And in his caption of what he wrote, he said, "I promise to lead our family with honor and integrity, letting Jesus, through his Holy Spirit, guide us in everything we do and every decision we make."
Imagine, John, how many people, if they would put Christ first.
First.
Before they, you know, some people just want to get married. They go, "I need Jesus," now they got married.
Yeah.
That, you know, his decision is, their decision is to openly say, "We want to do this under God." Because God designed marriage. He's the one that...
Lifelong commitment on the right foundation.
Right.
Not on sand.
And it's Genesis at the beginning of the Bible. It says, you know, God created, you know, man and woman, and that he brought them together to become one flesh, and, you know, marriage is of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you try to do it outside of him,
it's not going to work.
It's not going to work. So he's committing right up front.
Right up front.
What else does he say?
Second thing he says, that the thing I'm most excited for is that my little brother and sister get to see another healthy, stable marriage and look for the same. He says, God's timing really is literally perfect. We got engaged on the seventh day, the seventh month, and the number seven is spiritual perfection. It's true. He says, Google it.
Yeah, right. You don't have to Google it.
Anyway, don't Google it.
So you're looking at, you know, that he's willing. He realizes he wants to be a good role model for his brother and sister.
Brothers and sisters.
And to be able to, and obviously a lot of people are going to look at that decision.
Yes, he has a lot of influence, a lot of followers.
And we've been praying for a long time, you know, for years, actually. Yeah. You know, a lot of people have been praying for a lot of years, but we've been praying specifically since 2009 to be able to impact, you know, the culture and what's taking place. And we're beginning to see people of faith come out, and they're no longer ashamed of their relationship with Jesus Christ. And nobody's perfect, especially if you're very public. Everything you do is out there. But, you know, if cameras followed any of us every day, they find out every one of us are human and that we all need a Savior. We need grace. We need mercy in our life. But the person saying, "This is who I want to be. I want to follow Jesus." Jesus can honor that. There was the religious Pharisees, John, that stood around and made in front of the prostitute who was right before God, you know, and she was sitting at Jesus' feet. She had followed him, made a decision to follow him. She was loving on him. She literally washed his feet with her tears. She was so happy to be part of the family and dried his feet with her hair. And then they were actually dogging her out. And he's going like, what are you talking about?
What she did is so powerful. I want to make sure that everyone knows what's her story.
That's a daughter of God. Yeah. And they totally missed it. The religious folks missed it. And I want to encourage everybody that's in the entertainment industry, you shine for God. Don't let anybody, you know, try to put your light out. We had, you know, several other stories on. We're seeing people making comments, negative comments about people, making positive comments about Jesus. You know, listen,
don't be a hater.
Even Jesus said this, if they're preaching the gospel, if they're saying anything about, you know, the kingdom in a positive light, don't mess with them, you know. And, but this is so awesome to see this take place.
Hey, listen, another thing he said he's quoting Proverbs 18:22 in his post. He said, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. And he says, this is the year of favor.
And it's Proverbs 18:21.
Yes.
And so I heard some of his interviews before about this, and he said he just was waiting for that right person and a type of commitment. Yeah. And it's just so, we have a way of putting people in boxes and defining them based off of nothing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't know people until you know them. And you definitely don't know them through media.
Well, some people are asking, well, who is Haley Baldwin?
This is his fiance.
This is his fiance. CNN, CBN's reporting that she's a bit of a star in the modeling world, and she's been a host, a TV host for a music award show program, Drop the Mic. Haley was raised in an evangelical Christian home by her father, Stephen Baldwin, who's an actor and a very outspoken one who's born again and loves the Lord. She's not ashamed of her faith either. In 2016, in an interview in Teen Vogue, Haley said, I was raised in church. I was brought up in that life, and I think that it's very important for everybody to be in touch with their spirituality and to have a relationship with God. She further states that, I think that God kind of put me in this place in my life, not to be quiet about it, but to be able to reach people and inspire people. And it's just a beautiful thing.
It is. You know, we just want to say congratulations, Justin. You know,
to the Beeb.
To the Beeb. And you know, truly, it's just, you know, what kind of platform that you have, and that you're saying this positive thing, and you're showing, like all of us, you're relied upon God for it to be successful.
That's great.
But when you rely, he that relies on the Lord will see success.
Absolutely. I mean,
God will bring success. So we just bless your relationship. We just pray over your soon to be marriage, and that God would God would give you the desires of your heart. And truly, many people would come to know the Lord and know marriage,
you know,
the way that God's designed it. Listen, we get back from the break. We got a VFNKB success seat.
Yes, Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, owner of founder of Amazon, is going to be sharing with us an amazing success secret. It's not about our gifts, but it's really about the choices we make. Join us. We get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
I'm not the son of God because you say I am. I'm the son of God because God says I am. I'm not confident because of what I can do. I'm confident because of what God says he will do. I'm not forgiven because I've earned acceptance. I'm forgiven because God says he has forgiven. Help me preach. I'm not going to do it because I think I can. I'm doing it because God said I could. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, we always want to bring you success secrets, you know, VFNKB success secrets, because your success is our success. Our success is your success, and our success together is
kingdom success.
And it's the kingdom that advances in the days. The Lord called us to be able to preach
That's
his
right.
kingdom, and it impacts all seven areas of culture. We talk about it. And one is the business mountain. Jeff Bezos now is actually the richest
man in the world.
And it's because we just probably just bought something this week.
That's
from,
right, on
Amazon. And you're like, we got to quit doing this. But boy, it's so easy. Yeah, you like scan
and
it.
And Prime Day is coming up. But I didn't say that.
The Prime Day? Walmart's competing with them. Thank the Lord there's some
competition. Somebody's
going
competing,
on.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it all works. But either way, obviously, there's one thing I remember that Jeff was doing in the beginning. He was doing books in his business. And he just kept reinvesting again and again and again and again. And they weren't making any money for the longest time. And people thought, that's a bad investment.
Yeah.
But if you will actually invest and invest and invest and reinvest, you know, other people are going to be like this on the chart. They will do something significant.
Sure.
But if you build a solid foundation and you continue to reinvest, and it's like McDonald's, everybody told Greg Kroc, you know, you need to do chicken and you need to do this, you need to do that. And he says, no, we need more outlets. We need more outlets, more places to sell burgers. And guess what? They became the largest in the world.
Yeah, largest real estate company, probably.
And that's what Jeff Bezos. But it's just like, we just keep doing what we do, but do it better. And then all of a sudden, when they release him, he's the richest man, you know, in the world. I searched on the search engine, said, you know, is Amazon taking all the local jobs? Well, guess who came up? Amazon came up explaining, no, we're not taking
no,
all the
not.
Jobs away. I don't know about that. So, John, talk
it's
to
dangerous.
Us about the success secret.
Well, yes. Well, Jeff is going to be talking to us about, it's not so much about our gifts. Everybody has gifts, right? Especially we know from the Lord that everyone has their own special thing that God's given on their life, right? But he says more than about, you know, it's not about your gift. What it's really about, it's about the choices that you make. Watch Jeff.
So, you know, going back to, you know, the sense of adventure, you know, can you talk to me a little bit about what the role that adventure plays in your life? And, you know, what is it
totally.
That it brings to you? It's more than just a distraction.
Yeah, so when I say to adventure and fellowship, for me, adventure is a, you can choose. We all get to choose our life stories, and it's the choices that define us, not our gifts. Everybody in this room has many gifts. I have many gifts. You can never be proud of your gifts because they're gifts. They were given to you. You might be, you know, tall, or you might be really good at math, or you might be extremely beautiful or handsome, or, you know, there are many gifts, and you can only be proud, really, of your choices because those are the things that you are. That you are acting on. And one of the most important choices that each of us has, and you know this just as well as I do, is you can choose a life of ease and comfort, or you can choose a life of service and adventure. And when you're 80, which one of those things do you think you're going to be more proud of? You're going to be more proud of having chosen a life of service and adventure.
That's so important. You'll be more proud of the service and your venture, but you know what the Lord says, your fruit.
That's it.
So many people think, you know, they see people with gifts. You know, maybe they're a singer, maybe they're a teacher, maybe they're give great speeches, maybe they're a business industry leader, and they envy that gift.
Yeah.
When the truth is, it doesn't matter what gifts you have. If you're not making the right choices,
it's useless.
You're not going to succeed. There's nothing more miserable to see a gifted person. There's plenty of them. As a matter of fact, Ken Summerall, spiritual father to me in the Lord, who's with the Lord now, he said more gifted people or more people of intellect that they knew how to do it because they were gifted in that, but they were defeated in by their own melancholiness of seeing how things that wasn't perfect, you know,
wasn't
perfectionist.
Perfect enough.
Right, and so they had to make a different choice. They had to be able to make a choice. And everybody is created in the image and the likeness of God. So, and God loves you individually, and He's given you whatever your gifts are. But it's a choice. You got to make a choice. And it's so powerful because a lot of people that succeed, you'll find out they didn't have as much talent as someone else did, but they made choices.
They just worked harder, right? Made the right choices.
Which just reminds me of your college career. You remember your college career?
Exactly. I didn't get those grades because I was smart, because I wasn't. I just worked hard, you know?
Very hard, right?
Yeah, very hard.
It works.
People
in sports, they talk about it's not the game day. It's all the time of making choices to get up in the morning when you're not feeling good, to do the exercise, to do the workout and everything you need. It's choices.
Choice, absolutely. The other thing he says is that you can choose a life of ease and comfort, or you can choose a life of service and adventure. And if you knew about a little bit about Jeff's life, he would work with his grandfather 12-hour days. His grandfather was a very hard worker, and he credits a lot of that discipline of just choosing to work hard.
And he's saying, you know, basically, if you can choose ease and comfort. And so many people, we have politicians trying to sell us ease and comfort. But listen, if you buy into ease and comfort, you're selling out your future, your destiny. As a matter of fact, I think even the words of Jesus, when he said in Matthew 7:13-14, he said, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter it are many." So many people are not going to be successful because they make their own choices. He says, "For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." But the thing about it, it's a great life, but you got to be able to make the choice to be able to say, I'm willing not to go with the crowd. I'm willing to do the hard work when everybody else is playing. They're talking about sports or something else. And
whatever.
It's like, but you're not playing the sport. You know what I'm saying?
You're
not really
watching.
Doing it. You're watching it. Or they're complaining. You know, I think the biggest thing across the land today is just being a judge. Everybody likes to just judge this and critique that. It's like, but you're not doing it. And it's so important to understand that, because a lot of people think because it's not easy, it's not God.
Right.
If it's hard, it's not God. The truth is, he says over and over again, it's about, you know, it's faith and works together that complete what we're doing. And you're looking at somebody who just pressed in and did the hard work. And, you know, faith works for anyone who understands, even companies that they're an industry, they're not a soul. Even though the people have said that companies have souls, they don't.
Yeah.
But they put a vision over that business, and this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it, and this is how we're going to make the choice to be successful, and they succeed.
Listen, we did a segment not long ago about a millennial going on an interview, how not to go on an interview, and I think that that generation has been sold mainly by a lot of politicians, and they call them helicopter parents sometimes, that paint these dreams for these young people that you just kind of show up and you're going to get the job and you just go to college and you walk out and show them the paper and it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Life doesn't happen that way. It requires you to make wise choices, and then oftentimes it requires you to work hard to prepare to win, not just to win, as one coach is talking about right now. It's not about the will to win. You need to prepare to win. You can will all you want. Mm. You need to do the hard work to get to that place.
I know we just go to a break here, but it should encourage you, because when you choose to succeed, you don't have a big crowd around you. Because those that succeed, move in success, they're doing like you're doing. So they're not having 50 coffee shop meetings, and they're not finding out what's on the latest entertainment thing going on. They're busy. But you know what? You look at each other and you respect each other, because you know, like, that's a person who's being successful and doing what it requires to succeed. Because we all have the same 24 hours in a day. We all have the same sun, the same moon, the same earth, same oxygen. But what do we do with that which God has entrusted to us? We want to hear from you. You know, comment below, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We want to hear your comments, encourage each other, share your success. Do you shop at Amazon? I mean, think about it. Do you ever think about this when you think about, you know, about investing, and you're thinking, I want to see something right now. What am I going to get? And the man says, I haven't hired you yet. Get hired first. Work a little bit, and then you're going to see something. It takes, you know, first you plant the seed, then the blade, then the branch, then the fruit. There's a process to all these things. So comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love hearing from you. When we get back from this break, John, what's next?
Yes, we're going to be talking about how these cell phones we all have, is it really changing you, and how is it changing you? You want to hear all about the details when we get back from this break.
We'll be right back. This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
I remember trying to teach the doctrine of the Trinity to one of our children, struggling with it, that God is one in one sense and three in another sense. And as we were struggling to explain it, she paused for a moment and says, just a minute, Daddy. If God can listen to somebody in Africa, America, India, and China praying at the same time, and if God can raise somebody from the dead, being one in one sense and three in another sense, couldn't be very difficult for him. Isn't that what A.W. Tozer said? Give me Genesis 1:1, and the rest of the Bible is no problem for me. Billy Graham said, I have no problem believing Jonah swallowed by the whale. I would have even believed it if Jonah had swallowed the whale. Billy Graham is not being a fool. He's only saying in the world of God, the miraculous is normative.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
You may be joining us today and you're searching. You're searching to know God. Well, I want to encourage you. He's searching for you. You know, a couple of us have put our stories out available so that you can be able to connect with Father God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go to meetmyfather.org. And when you go there, you'll see a bunch of our stories. And we try to share not all of it, but some of what God has done in our own personal lives. Listen, coming to God and coming to the Father is not as hard as religious made it out to be. He's a real loving Father who loves you, who sent His Son so that you can have a relationship with Him. Go to meetmyfather.org and you can read some of our stories.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I got a question for you. Has your cell phone changed your life? The answer is, whether you like it or not, it has. You know, so many people are saying, you know, why do you spend so much time on your phone? And who are you talking to? Who are you texting? It's like, actually, I was balancing my checkbook. I mean, the phone does so many things nowadays. You can do so much stuff with it, right?
And it depends who has the phone. It's like a younger generation may be doing something else differently. But you see, if you're an older generation, rest assured, I'm not playing on this thing.
Right.
There's books on here. Right. There's a Bible on here. There's business tools.
That's true.
It all depends on.
Yeah, you got somebody playing some game on there, and the next person to them is actually balancing their checkbook or doing business. Or
I remember years ago when you started using the phone a lot, I used to not want to pull out in public and say, really, I'm doing something important on this thing. Really, I am. I'm not playing.
I remember my dad talking to me once about it. He just, hey, Dad. And so I was like, it's the Bible. See the Bible? Because it's distracting. It literally, we're going to talk about it. There was 12 ways the phone has changed our lives. And I thought about this too. We always talked about this at the Next Step Outbacks and how much attention undivided attention do we pay to our children. And history said it was the newspaper. And they would read the newspaper,
Right.
And the kid would say something, they pull the paper down and look. Well, today the paper's on the phone.
Yeah.
So the same thing is we got to make a choice. Is that we're going to let it change our life, or what are we going to do about it?
We need some best practices in that.
Now, who's the author of this book? Tony
Reinke, I believe, is his last name.
And it's on 12 ways that has changed our lives. As a matter of fact, let's take a look at this.
Hey, man. Do you know how to get to Hoffman Park?
Thank you.
I encourage you, you got to get this book, you know, ways that your phone has changed your life. You can see the book on your screen, but he talks about in this book, 12 ways your phone is changing you. And it is, you know, technology is happening. It makes me think about, you know, the industries that used to lead the top 10 industries. Mm. The 12 ways your phone is changing your life. One is, of course, you know, we are addicted to distraction. Hmm. It's so easy. I mean, they call that ADD, but the truth is how easy it is to distract
someone. Shiny object, right. You're lost.
And trying to, you know, spend some time with the Lord and abide with Him. So many things try to distract you. And so you have to literally take charge of your environment.
Absolutely. You have to have a strategy, you know, because you'll get a notification for Facebook or an email or a Fox News alert or something. It'll
pull Fox
you away.
Or, use an actual Bible instead of your phone and then put your phone somewhere else.
Well, put the phone away. Normally people are carrying their phones with them everywhere they go. So you can get back to that person.
And the second one he talks about is like, what is it?
We ignore our flesh and blood.
You got to pay more attention to
it. Okay, well, let's go out to eat. When are we going to go eat again?
I'm all about eating, man.
I know you are.
Right? Yeah, really paying attention. So you have families. I was at a place in Southern Alabama. We're at a retreat. And the whole here, this place is like the lap of luxury. Don and I were just buzzing over. We weren't there.
You're just kind of peeking over.
We're staying anyway. So anyway, and they were having this breakfast all you can eat thing, and this whole family came from a long ways. They're staying at this hotel that probably cost them $500 a day to stay at this hotel.
That's gracious.
And
passing through.
We were just going to buy the meal, and they were all looking at their phones. You know, and it's like, you're here, enjoy it, you know.
Put that thing away.
You know, I put my phone out and took a picture of them. Okay, so, but you're just like, it's so sad is that we're just being so disconnected. And it's one thing that our own flesh and blood, in Isaiah 58 says, the book of Isaiah chapter 58 says, paying attention to your own flesh and blood is a part of true repentance. So fasting and prayer is about, I got to acknowledge the people that I live with. I always like to bless the VFN family every single week.
Yes.
About having, you know, a blessing over authentic relationships and come against anything that hinders love and vital relationships in your life, because everything's coming against that.
That's what's real. That's what's going to last.
That's totally what's going to last. We got no time to cover all of these, but you can see this. Let's go to the next six up here so you have them at least on your screen. And we have that information for you on the VFN Torch. But understand, we got to take charge. We went through a whole time of trying to figure out how do you use this technology. And the thing is, you have to have the technology submit to you. Mm. You don't submit to the technology. And when you do that, it can be a tool and it can help you. We're reaching all the way around the world. We're reaching you around the world through technology. But it's important for you to remember that God exists outside of technology and to be able to have that intimate relationship with Him and other people. Let it change your future. Don't let it change your future. I want to pray with you right now. Write to us, by the way. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love to hear your comments on this. How are the technology and phones changing your life, or comment below. We want to hear from you. Father God, we just bless our audience right now with the ability to take control over this thing that may have been controlling these phones. Lord, to be able to use them properly, Lord God, that the distractions would go. Lord, we ask you right now, Father God, we just speak success, Lord, over our folks, God, that you would just encourage them, Lord God. You would touch their marriages and relationships. Father God, we thank you for everything that you're doing. And right now, God, we just declare and we ask and declare, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe that, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to, and not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. Mm. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supplies. So
I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today. And God's bringing people to himself. And you know, basically people that have been inside something are heading out. And people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is you need to go where God is calling you. And that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
That's right.
No matter, I mean, there's so many people, I mean, in history, there's, you know, God will give you a gift to be able to prophesy for others, but he won't let you hear for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's God will give somebody a gift of healing, although the healing follows all believers, and they can lay hands on other people and they're healed, but they themselves aren't healed. Because, and we talked about that, the power of God, you can go back and watch that on VFN TV maybe. I don't know if it's available. But understand that we need each other. And besides, that's how you're going to stay encouraged. You'll stay encouraged when you are around fellow believers who are like-minded, who love Jesus too, mm-hmm. who are talking about what God shared with them, and it's relating to what God shared with you. And as you guys share, it's just encouraging. And life has its ups and life has its downs, its ebb and its flow. And you can't just run to a body and demand something from it when you never were functioning in that body in the first place. Mm-hmm. And so many people do that. It's so funny that, you know, people just show up and they say, you know, we were checking around churches that we thought we'd want to be married at or we wanted to get counseling at. And it's like, who are you?
Exactly.
Oh, don't worry. We'll pay you some money for it. It's like, what? Where did that come from? What happened? What happened with all that? How did the church end up into being something of that nature? Or, you know, all of a sudden this tragedy hits and these strange people show up knocking on a door they never even went through, you know, asking for help and not telling you. They're telling you what their problem is with an individual and their family or their marriage or something, but they've not telling you about themselves how it got to this point.
Right.
And you have to get together today and begin to relate today, serve each other today, let people know your heart today, prove yourself today. And everybody needs to prove their love towards each other in the body of Christ. Because when that day comes, the first thing the devil's going to do is he's going to put doubt in that relationship. He's going to put doubt, and he's going to begin to try to divide you from the very thing that you need. And if you've already built that fabric, you've already interwoven yourself together by the Holy Spirit, and you've carried each other's burdens and fulfilled the law of Christ, you loved each other, you ate together, you blessed each other, you blessed each other's children, and you love each other's children, even on their journeys. And so when stuff happens, and it does, then you know you have a place that you can go to where everybody knows your name. And it won't be just somebody who's just being nice to you because they're just trying to figure out what meanest thou this because you've knocked on their door. It's everybody's going to wrap around you. That entire body is going to have compassion over your situation, mm-hmm. and they're going to relate to you. And you're not supposed to be at every place, but there's a place that you're called to be. There's a place that you're called to be. And this is what the Word of God says. He says, go to the place that I tell you to go, and there you fully function at that place. And just stand by there for the next orders that he's going to give you. But the whole time you're there, you don't hold nothing back. You're just fully there, fully present, fully functional, you know, fully submitted, fully covered. If anybody needs anything there, I mean, you're like the first person that jumps up and says, how can I help you? The pastor at that particular of that gathering or that church, you know, you're their best friend because you're the one that's going to jump up and you're going to say, this is where God's called me. So I'm here to help you out, whatever you need. And at times, yeah, they're going to minister to you, but there's times when you're going to minister to that pastor by just serving, serving, helping him or her carry that load. And I'm telling you, it just brings such joy to you. That's what we're called to do. I mean, you're missing the joy of the Lord when you're missing the body of Christ. You're missing that wonderful thing of just kicking back with a sister in the Lord, kicking back with a brother in the Lord, loving on children, just spending that time together, you know, once a week maybe, where you just kick back. And then you see each other through the week, and it's a 24/7 thing, but there's an epicenter moment to everybody's week where we have those larger gatherings where we come together and just celebrate God and worship him and and learn the teachings, dedicating ourselves to the apostolic teachings. And and I just want to encourage you, I want to encourage you that you need to get connected to a church family. Begin to look around in your city, begin to pray, and who that would be, and let God lead you.